Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help shine the light on professional women's inner beauty, inner strength, and confidence so that they can fully advance their businesses and lives and reach their dreams. So I am super excited to introduce Judy Lester. Now, Judy is a leadership and confidence coach, facilitator, and speaker. Over a span of 30 years, she has worked with hundreds of women in corporate and private businesses to guide them to become the most authentic and successful version of themselves to advance in career, business pursuits, and life. Now, she believes the world needs more empowered, strong women leaders and is on a mission to support them in making their dreams, large and small, a reality. Now, Judy was most recently named the Austin Chair for Powerful Women Today, a global organization of highly influential women entrepreneurs and professionals who want to make a difference in the world by showcasing their voice, expertise, talents, experience, and passion. Well, welcome, Judy. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me. I am very thrilled to be with you and get to share this time with your audience and talk about all of the wonderful things that we know is within each of them too, right?
Yes.
And how we help them get that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just love how you're helping women in such a powerful way, you know, really giving them the tools and guidance so they can step into their greatness. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. I'm very excited to share it. I truly believe that I have been uniquely equipped and called to help women see the best in themselves, to overcome that negative, nagging voice in their heads that tells them that they just aren't enough or just can't do enough, to know that they can run free to whatever it is that deep within them they have the passion, the desire, and calling to do.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That is such important work to be done. So I am just so thrilled to learn more about this. And I'm curious, of course, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own leadership and confidence coaching practice?
Well, I've been an entrepreneur for about 23, 24 years now. My husband wanted to open his own store really from the time we got married. So we saved and saved, and just before his 30th birthday, we opened a retail store, and we grew that for 20 years together. Before that, I was in the corporate arena, working multi-unit management, working with women to advance in their stores and in their businesses and in their careers. And when we opened the store, I continued to do the same mentoring other women. And when we decided that we were ready to do something different, I was sitting with a friend one day in a coffee shop, and she said, you know, hey, Judy, what are you going to do now that you're selling the store? It's just so hard to imagine you not being there anymore. And we just talked. And by the end of our conversation, she said, I know exactly what you need to do. You need to become a life coach. She said, you have an insight into people's souls and into my soul more deep than anyone I have ever seen. Every time I talk with you, I walk away feeling empowered and excited and with some new plan for how I'm going to address something in my life. You need to look into that. And so that's what I did.
Wow. That is great. I love that. We love when, you know, we're surrounded by friends that are kind of providing that little bit of push and that extra confidence and maybe aligning our vision. So that Wow, that's fantastic. It doesn't always work out quite that well. Sometimes well-meaning friends are, you know, just the opposite, but it sounds like that person was just what you needed. So
it was. And, you know, I went home and I started researching it and I found the absolute best coaching school in the world to go to. And I signed up and got going.
Wow. So you took immediate action. That is fantastic.
I did.
I understand from just the introducing you and all the great things you've been accomplishing that you've been providing this level of work for over 30 years in helping women achieve that higher levels of success, which is really impressive. I'm just curious, has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yes, it really has. You know, I really started out when I first launched my coaching business. I thought that I would work primarily with retailers because that's what I had done. I'd been in retail multi-unit management, growing retail businesses that way, and then doing it on my own, mentoring others. Many of my staff went on to open their own successful stores and have grown those. And so that really made sense for me and jumped full-fledged into that. But what I found is it became a lot of coaching and consulting. And while I like the nuts and bolts of business and I have so much value to offer there, it's not my love. My love is really when you can change someone from the inside out, help them see their inner greatness and move more strongly and confidently into who they were really made to be without that fear and that doubt.
Right.
That's what really just lights me up. And the more I could do that work with women, the more I wanted to do it. So I began to shift away from really focusing on retailers and really beginning to think more about women as a whole, as professionals who want to move even from a career into a business, but they're afraid and they don't know what to do.
Right.
Helping them, not only guiding them a little bit in those nuts and bolts, but really the thing that makes the biggest difference, we can all do all the nuts and bolts, but it's how we do it, how we operate within our own selves that really differentiates one person from being really successful versus not.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when you can really align with that inner zone of genius, then that's when that power happens. It's not the nuts and bolts so much. We can all get better at doing the, you know, the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, but the power doesn't come until you really align with that greatness within. So yeah, I totally love that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
You know, I wouldn't say there's been any major roadblocks, but that's mostly thanks to my dad. Mm. When I was young, he told me really for as long as I can remember, Judy, if you don't get what you want in life, it's your own darn fault.
Ooh.
And, you know, he tempered that
Ouch.
For me because he was a cursor. And so I'm going to temper it for your listeners that, you know, he said your own darn fault.
Right.
And I was really equipped with that early on and I took it and believed it. It's kind of weird that when I would come against a stumbling block, even in high school, and as I began my career and everything that I've done, I always hear his voice saying that, you know, if you don't get it, it's your own fault. Figure it out. So that really helped me from encountering a lot of roadblocks. But, you know, where my mindset has been most challenged is in fear of judgment, because that was thanks to my mom. You know, our parents always equip us with all kinds of goodness one way or the other, right?
Right.
And so with my mom and the judgment that she had, I was the fourth child born in a family of, you know, I have older siblings and my brother was 18 when I was born and she was tired. She didn't want another kid. And here I came.
Oh.
And so she made it really clear that, you know, there's a child I didn't want.
Oh, geez.
And so from there, I always thought, you know, okay, where do I belong in lots of ways? And so that fear of judgment that came from that part of my childhood, I had to really work through. And for me, how that happened was working with a coach. And that's why I so believe in coaching, you know, just like you help people who are stuck in their sales. I help people who are stuck in a variety of things that are keeping them from moving forward in their career or their business, their life, because people need expertise, someone else with an outside view to help them work past those things that are just default in our minds from the things that have occurred to us in life.
Right.
And what really skilled, wonderful coach helped me finally ditch that awful thinking that kept cropping up that while my dad was saying, if you don't get it, it's your own darn fault. And I was confidently moving forward. My mom was saying, you know, but you don't belong, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, those inner voices, and they run deep. Sometimes we don't even necessarily hear them, but they're there.
That's right.
Running their little patterns and trying to keep you safe, but they're kind of keeping you small at the same time. So, and boy, there's nothing like stepping into entrepreneurialism to bring out those little voices. So
that is so true. I see it time and again where that once people do want to make that leap, not only is it that inner voice, but sometimes it's naysayers in your family or in your friends or whoever that want to tell you, what, are you crazy? Throw up, you know, get rid of your security and go chase your dream. Who does that? Well, I do.
And, you know, it was interesting. I heard you bring up the word sales. And so you've just like struck this little chord with me. Well, I'm curious, you know, you're obviously an expert at helping women step into that more powerful version of themselves and become stronger leaders. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? This is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
You know, I do look at sales differently, I think, than most, especially as far as selling a service, because I have been in retail sales my entire life. Mm-hmm. I mean, since I was 16, in some way or another, I was selling things to people.
Right.
And so I have always seen it as helping people, not as selling. You help them discover what they need, help them envision why they need it, or if they need something different. And if it all seems right for all involved, then, you know, you make the purchase, you maybe add on a little something else, whatever. You meet the needs, and then usually it brings the goodness your way. But the part that's the most challenging for me is that when it's about me, it's really more about them. They think that they're buying into me, which they are, because they have to really like me as a coach and someone who's going to challenge their thinking. But when it comes to the sales conversation and I'm hearing all the things that they want to accomplish, the pains that it's causing in their life because they haven't accomplished it, you know, what those big dreams are that they really desire to have, but yet they just don't want to give themselves the freedom to do. It's helping them make the shift in their mind that they're worth it, that it's worth it for them to invest in themselves for help, because most women, moms, wives, whatever, we're used to giving and giving and giving to everyone else and not doing a lot for ourselves. And so helping them move from that place of, I can't do this for me. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy of it. And what if it doesn't work for me? What if I'm a lost cause? Helping them really address those kinds of fears when helping them shift is resulting in them paying me. That's where it gets a little uncomfortable because I want to stay in such the place of service.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I totally hear you. And your frustrations certainly are not unique. It's very common, especially in transformational coaching, because the person that's come to you, your ideal client, is struggling with feeling their strength, right? And so to then move forward with a big investment, or I have no idea what it is to work with you, but considering the magnitude of the impact of your work, I would imagine it's, you know, you're not, I should hope you're not giving it away.
No, I'm not giving it away. I mean, I know the value and the life change that it gives. So,
And so that's an interesting situation. Well, if you'd like, I can provide you with a little different vantage point, possibly.
Oh, I would love to hear that. Please do.
Yeah. So what's interesting, you brought up two things that I heard. One is that your ideal client is questioning investing in themselves. And the other thing, they're questioning in the fact of whether or not they'll actually achieve the greatness that you are letting them know that they will achieve. And so they have those two doubts. Well, one is doubting in themselves. The other is fearing the investment in themselves. So let me address one of those just for the purpose of this time constraint here. And that is the failure of belief that they might be holding inside that they really can't achieve what you're saying they can. And there are a couple techniques that make that fear go. I can't say it makes it go away entirely, but it subdues it, right? It squelches it. It puts the mute button on for a little bit. And one is to talk about your process in a way that helps them understand it's really step by step, and you've engineered it in a way that's an easy path and you're going to be, you know, walking this walk with them. So you convey that they're not just given the keys to the Lamborghini and you'll see them in a week, you know, and they don't know right. how to drive a stick shift.
Right.
You know, and they're driving up the 101 along the cliff there or something, you know. You give them more of a safety net sense, however that is for you. How, you know, because when I work with my clients, I really get into the nitty gritty of pairing your message with the work that you do. But it's, in essence, it's creating that safety net, that sense of step by step, that sense of it's connecting the dots. It's, you never want to say idiot proof, but in essence, you know, you're letting them know that they can't self-sabotage.
Right.
You're creating that. You are their safety net. You've got in place a proven process that as long as they show up and take the action steps, they're going to succeed. And so it eliminates that sense of doubt when you can help them understand that, yeah, this is uncharted territory, but you know, I've got your back. So does that make sense?
That makes complete sense, because when people have clarity, they have more confidence. And if they can clearly see the pathway to get where they want to go and see that you have that pathway
right.
to guide them and direct them and challenge them through, they're more likely to have that kind of clarity that says, okay, yes, I see, I can actually see that this can happen, that I'm not flapping out here on my own, just trying to figure it out.
And so that little, that voice of doubt then, like I said, is squelched for a little bit. It's put on mute.
Right.
To carry them through to the investment in themselves and working with you. So hopefully that, you know, moves the needle a little bit for you.
It does. That's terrific advice. I really appreciate it. Yeah. And I can really envision that and see how that can lead to so much more clarity and confidence.
Good. Perfect. And, you know, Judy, I am just curious here, considering, you know, we are in a state of a lot of uncertainties and that there's a lot of doubt going on out there because of the pandemic. My goodness, it's been going on and on. However, I hear that a vaccine is going to soon be released. But nevertheless, I'm just curious here, how has the pandemic affected the work you do? Has it had any impact?
You know, it has been quite a blessing, I would say, in some ways, because so many people have decided this is a good time to work on themselves. And so many are also as concerned about the future, what it holds, mm-hmm. and that stress and anxiety that just is coming down so heavily from all the events that 2020 has brought, that those who are really committed to getting the results that they want, they are stepping up and finding and looking and seeking the help that they need to make things move forward despite all these obstacles. And that's what I love, is seeing and hearing women when they call me and they say, you know, I am ready to work through this. I want to launch my business. I know this is the stupidest time ever probably to launch a business, but I want to do it. How do I do it, Judy? Help me, because I don't want to stay in this career. I don't even know if I'm going to get laid off in the next wave of any kind of downturn or whatever. And some who have lost their jobs. And so they say, okay, I've been pushed out of the nest. It's time for me to fly and do what my heart has been singing and telling me to do all along.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. I kind of thought that that would be the situation, considering a lot of women are really looking in the mirror, and it's been quite a wake-up call. You know,
it really has.
Yeah, so
it has. And so much of the work I do is about relating in situations, relating with yourself, with others, with the situation, and how you do something different to get a different result. And in all of this chaos that is 2020, it has been the perfect proving ground and place to do some of that kind of work. And the results that people are getting are just remarkable. If you don't mind, I would like to tell you just one quick story about a woman who started to work with me just in the beginning of the pandemic. And she was a retailer and her business was not going well. And she said, I think that this may do me in. Well, we really started working on all the ways she was thinking about things. We started reworking it. She let go of some of the responsibilities that she was holding tight to herself and let her daughter begin to do them, let her daughter kind of run with some crazy ideas as things shut down. And they just skyrocketed their business. And golly, I guess about 9 weeks in, she called me and she said, I just cannot even believe, because I always start out, what are we celebrating today? And she said, I'm celebrating my bank account because I've got more money in it than I've ever had. I keep looking at my register system and then looking at my bank account and going, something has to have gone wrong. This really can't be this good.
Wow. I love that.
So it's getting those kind of results that has made getting through the pandemic a lot easier for me, because it is hard being home in the house doing all this work, but at the same time to get to be a small part and watching someone else step into their greatness and helping them do that has been just awe-inspiring.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's really rewarding when you can see your clients' lives just take off, you know, and just really make that shift. So yeah, that is so, so gratifying and fulfilling when that happens, which I'm sure for you happens quite a bit. And I'm just curious, how do you work with professional women who want to finally own their greatness and live their dream lives? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and approach?
Sure. So for me, it is all about helping them first get super clear on what it is that they want and why they want it. And then really assessing where their strengths are and where they have opportunities for growth, because they need to learn how to balance that. Take those strengths and help them lift up where that they have the areas for opportunities. And it's also switching that mindset from they have problems and that things are not going right to there's a unique opportunity in this situation. And so it's taking those two things together and then looking at real time, real life situations and beginning to apply all that new thinking and stretching that new thinking as they work through situations that typically would have them just tossing and turning at night, thinking and, you know, like running in that hamster wheel in their mind over and over again, trying to figure out how to get off of it. And they just can't. And being able to finally run free from it to what they really want. That's what the process does, by assessing it and then really planning how you get through it, doing some experiments around that to just stretch yourself and build that confidence. And then look back at what you've done and how you were able to find that best part of yourself, what it was about you that made you get through that and be successful, and then draw on that to apply it to the next situation and the next. It's like a snowball where it just begins to catch momentum and get bigger and bigger, and you feel stronger and more confident, and your results become just bigger than you can even imagine.
Yes, I love that. That is fantastic. It just makes so much sense, you know, the way that you approach working with people, you know, from this, their vision of what they would really love to achieve, and assess what's standing in their way, and then putting together a roadmap and a plan to get there. That's fantastic. Yeah, I love your philosophy as far as looking at things as a unique opportunity versus, you know, oh, darn, something else bad happened.
Right.
Yeah, that's powerful. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, my website, my company name is Connecting Point Business Coaching, because I'm all about helping you connect all the aspects of your life together to make it fabulous. So Connecting Point Business Coaching, but the website's been reduced to CPB for Connecting Point Business Coaching. So cpbcoaching.com. I have a free Facebook group called Joyful Confident You. If you search that on Facebook, ask to join the group. We'd love to have you in. I provide training and content, and it's just a really great group of heart-centered women trying to go fully after their dreams.
Nice.
And then I have a Connecting Point Business Coaching Facebook page, and on LinkedIn, you can find me with my name, Judy Lester.
Okay. Wow. Good. You are very accessible. So your business is Connecting Point Business Coaching.
Correct.
But your URL is shortened to CPB. So C is in connecting, P is in point, B is in business.com. Oh, coaching, cpbcoaching.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then the Facebook group, Joyful Confident You. What a great name.
Yes. Thank you. I love it.
Yeah. So,
and that's our goal in there. You come in there and you become Joyful Confident You.
That's great. And so just ask for approval to join the group.
Yes.
And
correct.
It sounds like you have lots of goodness going on in that group.
Yes.
And then
and some opportunities for some laser coaching, which is really fun.
Oh, good. Great. Fantastic. Oh, I love that. Well, Judy, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom, but if I could tap on you one last time here, during our interview in looking at your own experience in building your businesses. I mean, really, the retail and now this coaching work that you're doing. What's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or doubting their ability to succeed?
So I'll just circle it around back to what my dad said. You know, if you don't get it, it's your own darn fault. And so investing in your own development to become whatever it is that you need to be to overcome those thoughts or the things that you don't do well or that hold you back, investing to fill in those gaps, whether it's hiring someone to do it for you or to challenge yourself to do something that you really want to do better. Mm-hmm. Find that professional that will help you get the desired result that you seek, that will challenge you firmly, but with fun, so that you can feel empowered and excited and joyful in the journey toward all that you hope to have and do.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, because, you know, quite frankly, we are not born with everything we need to succeed in business. These are skill sets that have to be acquired, and, you know, mindset work, our belief in ourselves and owning the greatness within. Like you said, I mean, your mom had nothing but well-meaning parenting for you. And,
yes,
you know, it just, it kind of happens in life as far as our journeys from being a little bitty baby to adulthood, stuff happens and we are influenced in positive ways and maybe some limiting belief ways, you know, and it just, that stuff has to be cleared out. So your work is just so powerful. And I love these words of wisdom that you've shared, just really, really awesome. So thank you so much. And it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work in the corporate world to starting and running a thriving retail store. And then that moment when you were sitting across the table from a good friend and, you know, they shared some insight and they built your belief in yourself and they gave you, planted a little seed of a vision within you, and you took it and you ran with it.
That's kind of how I work.
Yeah, to this important work you're now doing, helping professional women become the most authentic and successful version of themselves so they can advance their careers, their business pursuits, and their lives. I've really, really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Oh, Wendy, it has been my pleasure. Thank you again for having me. It's such a delight to meet you and hear about what you do as well. So thanks for having me today.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Judy Lester through her website, and that's cpbcoaching.com. You can find her on Facebook as well as LinkedIn, and look for that Facebook group that she started, Joyful Confident You. And ask to be included in that group. Sounds like it's a powerful opportunity. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning into today's episode with Judy Lester. And as always, here's to your success.